Today, Marianne McPartland's guest is drummer Jack DeJohnette. Jack didn't start out on drums. He began taking piano lessons when he was 4 years old, and by age 14 was playing professionally. At age 18, he turned his attention to drums and went on to become one of the most inventive and important drummers in jazz history. He has provided rhythm for great artists such as John Coltrane, Miles Davis, and Keith Jarrett. On today's session from 1993, you'll hear DeJohnette share the story behind the real Freddie Freeloader. Bassist Christian McBride has also come making a jazz trio, from which you'll hear a jam on the McPartland original Ambience. Now we join Marianne as she welcomes Jack DeJohnette on Piano Jazz.
Hi, I'm Marianne McPartland. My guest today is Jack DeJohnette, one of the most original, inventive, and highly respected musicians on the scene today. Not only is he a great drummer, but he's a creative, skillful pianist, as you will hear. Jack, it's nice you could be here with us today.
Well, it's my pleasure. I'm really glad to be here today, and I'm looking forward to having some musical fun today.
And you know what's a kick? Something, we never do this, have a drums and piano and bass. We have wonderful bassist Christian McBride. How are you?
Hi, Marion. How you doing? I'm good.
That's good. Well, you're originally from Chicago.
Right.
And I was just thinking, you were... I came there from England in 1946, and I guess you were still a very young kid at that
time.
Yeah,
I was born in 42, so
see?
I was 4 years old then.
God, just a kid.
Yeah, I started studying piano at the age of four from a concert pianist, a teacher named Viola Burns, who, lucky for me, lived right around the corner from our house on 51st and St. Lawrence. Of course, I used to listen to music a lot when I was a young kid. When we had a Victrola, my uncle was a big jazz fan and used to have all the old National and OK and Decca 78 records. And even though I couldn't read, I could tell what color the label was and how far the grooves were. So I used to play like, you know, early Duke Ellington and Tommy Dorsey and you know, Slim Gaylord. So I was listening to this when I was like 6, 7 years old, you know, and just fascinated by it. I didn't even know it was jazz at the time. But, you know, I was just fascinated by that music.
Well, boy, you've done so much and worked with so many groups, and it's nice that you're here today to be able to play some piano too. What do you say we do a number with like the two pianos Christian on bass. We could do one of your things that, because you were with Miles Davis for quite a while.
Yeah, but this particular tune we're going to play, Freddie Freeloader, was written by Miles. A lot of people think he was a fictitious character, but actually there exists, and I believe he's still alive in today, Freddie Freeloader.
No kidding.
His really name, Freddie Freeloader. I knew him. He used to come when we were playing. And he loved the music, you know, and his, you know, his vibe was always nice, you know. He's always there really cheering the musicians on.
Well, that's a good person to have around.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, let's play this thing. I'm dying to try it. How should we get into it?
Okay, well, I'll kind of start it off and then, you know, set the tempo, and then, you know, we'll all come together.
Okay.
Thank you. It's a fun song to play.
It is. Well, it's a sort of a little different twist on the blues, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, Miles always kept coming up with these things.
Yeah, different changes, different. It was always little left turns. You know, that's why I got along so well with playing his music, because, you know, I like to, you know, come up with the unexpected. And, you know, that's he was definitely one you could count on for that.
I would imagine so. Well, let's just do another tune.
Sure.
How about let's do it. I Love You, Porgy.
Okay.
Want to try that?
Sure.
Okay. That with a you play wonderfully with a lot of great soul, and I love to hear that, you know.
Feeling come from that. Yeah, well, that's a beautiful song.
Of course, that's something else Miles did. He did that whole album.
Yeah, and let's not forget the contribution of Gil's wonderful arranging.
That was one of my favorite albums, that and the by Gil Evans. And what was the other one? I can't think of the name of it.
Oh, it was Miles Ahead.
Miles Ahead, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh God, I used to play those by the hour, over and over again.
Great arrangements on that.
I'm getting spoiled today. I don't get to do this with another pianist and a bass player. It's just too much. I'm just enjoying it too much.
Yeah, well, that's the way it should be.
I guess it is, Jack. You know, we've gone so far in the show, and you haven't played a single lick on the drums.
Yeah,
maybe
it's about
we should
time
get
we
into
should do that.
I'm really looking forward to it, because I never got to play with you, and this is a big thrill for me.
Okay. So we're going to do one of your tunes, right?
Okay, yes. It'll be nice to hear how this sounds with you on drums.
Well, I'm going to slide over here.
Okay, this one's a brand new arrangement with Jack DeJohnette and Christian McBride. This one's something I wrote called Ambience.
Thank you.
You know, it's so much fun to play one's own tune. And hear it done like that with that kind of rhythm section.
You played great on that.
Well, you made me. You know, it just sort of. I think that's what happens. You pick up incentive or ideas or whatever from the other person.
Oh yeah, well, it sure came through. You know, you were really like really inspirational. Yeah, it was really fun.
Well, I've had such a good time this afternoon.
So have I.
It's really been really special.
Thank you for having me on the show.
It's
really been great having Christian here,
yeah,
too.
Isn't it great?
We've been wanting to play together for a while.
So it sets
up a nice opportunity.
Well, let's wind up with, you suggested this. This is a John Coltrane tune, isn't it? Mr. PC.
Yeah, named after, you know, bass great Paul Chambers.
Oh, boy. I used to love that guy. He was somebody that would play right up and down the bass with no change. You would appreciate this, Christian. He had, well, you've heard him, haven't you? He had that even sound, like from the bottom of the bass all the way up to the top.
His choice in notes, too. Really.
Yeah.
That's right.
Everything. Well, okay. Mr. PC. Okie doke.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station or stream the program online at pianojazz.npr.org. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina Public Radio.